Blog Talk Radio.
You guys taking time out to come on the show. Do me a favor, let me and let my listeners know, man, how did this come about, man? Let them know how everything started with you guys.
Well, this OFTV started I say about 87. We was all, childhood friends for a long time. And you know, that's when rapping was taking off back then, and us, you know, liking rap back then, and we started rapping ourselves. So we started, how everybody do it, start rapping back and forth with each other. And as the years went on, I say about 89, 90, we formed a group, OFTB, and that's how we kicked it off from there.
Okay. So, I mean, how you guys feel about the group's success?
What was that?
How do you feel about the group's success?
The group's success or itself?
Yeah, success.
Oh, man, we feel good about it because, we accomplished a lot of stuff in this music industry, man, from all the ways back to dropping our first album on Big Beat Atlantic called Straight Up Watts, all the way up to Death Row, to all the soundtracks on there, and to all the way up to now. It's been, a beautiful ride, man. We've been on the platinum soundtracks, on the multi-platinum label, doing songs with Tupac, Snoop, Hammer, and all that. It's been, it's been fun touring with them, being in the studio and just living life and enjoying with them, man. I say our success, our career has been real great, man, and a proven fact is that we're still here doing it after all these years.
Yeah, and
add to that, you got to realize, for the listeners, on TV, while we feel so successful, first of all, they didn't think we was going to even make it out the projects or the conditions of the poverty stricken we was living in. It was going to be a miracle for us even to form a group and even before we became. When we did Straight Up Watch, that was our first album, Lil said, our big beat. Then we was involved with Murder Was the Case, which was a soundtrack that sold millions. Then we was involved with Above the Rim with a song called Crack 'Em, with that soundtrack that sold millions. Then we was involved with
Body and Soul, which sold and sold millions. Then we was involved with Gang Related with a song called Keep Your Eyes Open with another track like the sold a million. So, you know, the success of our life, we've been all right, man. And we ain't never stopped. We just was been building a foundation to where we on solid ground, to when we now whatever music we put out, we in control of, and we know what content, and we in control of everything, contents and everything now.
Well, congratulations for all of that. I want to ask you guys about the situation with Suge Knight. I agree in the interview or statement you guys said that Suge Knight ruined Death Row Records.
I mean, come on now. You seen it all on the news before you even heard it from us. How you going to go from $4 million empire to, you know, to a $100 million empire? You feel me? We was a part of that
right,
you know, if Suge would have used his head, you know, because everybody was telling him, man, let him out. Just drop the album. Let him out. Everybody going to do good. We're going to do past gold. His mind was stuck on platinum. There wasn't nothing wrong with that, but music needed more, as you can see over the years has transpired from here to there. And all you had to do was just get the albums out and let them cycle, let artists become label owners, and they build other artists and all that. You know what I mean? Instead, he held on to the pop. So just crumbled.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of different shit going on that they couldn't fix. It was too late to fix. And shit just went haywire. You know, you got to have control and order when you're dealing with artists. And you got to have respect for an artist's passion when he's doing his music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
how do you feel about Death Row now?
Well, right now, see, the thing about Death Row is that now is Death Row is a dynasty legacy that always been around and will never go nowhere. You know, that's already history. For the new people that bought it, Wide Awakening, for them to get back at us and give us an opportunity like they just done to drop this album Damn Near Dead is because our history could not be hidden. Once they heard the music and got a chance to hear what they paid for, they were like, fuck that, these niggas got albums. So, you know, they came back to see what we're working with now. We that album Damn Near Dead is like a raw, uncut, you go in, you know, ain't no real look back, touch nothing or nothing. We left it like it was because, remember, we was up against some of the coldest motherfuckers that was in it. We was with Tupac, the Snoop Dogs, and Tupac in this room next door to me, Snoop on the other side. We in the middle room. We was getting time to create. So it was even hard to get time to even be an artist because you had so many artists that they had coming out next with Dog Pound and Outlaw. And so we had to be somebody to be in the studio with them guys or be in our own sessions doing our thing. So we had to always come with something that was hot. We wasn't playing with the studio time. We get in the studio, we push it in.
Right. Now, this Damn Near Dead comes out when? Is it July or June?
July. Comes out July the 12th.
July the 12th.
Okay. And if you guys could talk about it, when my listeners go out and pick that album up, what can they expect? What can they expect when they put it in their CD player? And what can they expect?
They can expect raw, uncut hip-hop at its best. They can expect some of the dopest songs that they ever heard, the fattest hooks, the fattest beats, and some brothers spitting some real shit on the motherfuckers. They can expect to have something that they can hold on to. It's like, instead of buying that sandwich, you buy that CD. That's the kind of shit they're going to be having on there. The shit is just super hot, and if you're a hip-hop fan and you like it hardcore, raw shit, you must have this motherfucking album. All
right. Now, but besides the album, what else you guys got going on coming up?
Well, besides that album coming out from Death Row, we also got our own label called The Payroll, and we dropping a new album called Hostile Environment on 9/11, and we're going to be celebrating the death of Bin Laden. We got a host of artists and everything coming out after that, too, so, you know, we finna go for the record of dropping the most albums in life. So the payroll, we starting that up because it ain't going to never stop now. We're going to keep it going. We got a roster out of this world, and we just adding to it as we go.
Yeah. See, well, and also on TV, we grooming artists. We taught artists how to go back to the basics, man. Listen to the DJ, listen to the producer. He's going to tell you how to get in pocket and create content and good songs, you know what I mean? We got the little homie W2G doing his thing. He's going to come out and sweep these young dudes with the shit he's spitting, with the 2G family, you feel me? Then we got the homie Lyrical Friend, that's a beat. He's going to bring hip-hop to the next level, back to the caveman, beating on the table with non-stop shit. Man, it's going to be crazy. We got Lil Louie. We got Rick Rock. We got a host of people, man. We got a young cat from the islands named Bad Habit. We're about to put out two. We're going to put out a lot of albums. So we're working hard as well as putting out our new album, Hostile Environment, on September 11th to show our growth. And what we've been through, because a lot of people see it every day, and they wonder what these niggas doing or don't know how to approach us, but they're not knowing. We in the lab, we strategizing every day towards success. That's it, progress.
If both of you guys could, what advice would you give to up-and-coming hip-hop groups, up-and-coming rap groups that's trying to break into this business right now?
Well, you know, there's a lot of advice we can give them. You know, first of all, before you even get into this hip-hop, if you really ain't got the passion for it, or if you just in it for the money, don't even get in it. You feel me? But if you come in here with your business and you got passion for it and your business together, you're going to get the money. You got to have a show. You got to have a stage presence. You know what I mean? You know to come in with people around you that's going to be with you with whether you got it or not. So they don't put the pressure of their problems on you as well. You know what I mean? And, you know, just you should do you, you know. If you create and come with concepts, don't waste your time just with some bullshit and you got to feed it to people. You feel me? So, you know, just do you.
Well, I'm not going to keep you guys long, man. You guys want to give your shout outs and your website, man, so my listeners will find out more information about you.
Yeah, if you want to find OFTB, man, we got an active website up right now called OFTBmusic.com that you can go to and you can start, you know, keeping up and being updated on what we're doing. Here's some of the tunes for the new album, Hostile Environment, coming out. You know, you can go to DeathRowMusic.com and start getting some peeks and the track of the list of everything and the album cover of the Damn Near Dead album that's coming out July the 12th. And you can also go to Kevin Flipside on Facebook and be our friend and keep in touch. You can go to the OFTB fan Facebook and be our friend and keep in touch. You can also tweet us at FlipsideOFTB tweeter.com, you know, however they do it. But you can get at us, you know, man, we in the streets, man, you know, we everywhere, you know. You can get at us, though. You can get at us. Just reach out to us. You can just Google OFTB, whatever pop up, we right there.
But Go to DeathRowMusic.com to buy that album on July the 12th. To get that album on July the 12th, it's going to be in stores and everything, but if you can't find it, you make sure you hit DeathRowMusic.com and pick up that album on July the 12th because it's going to be out there, man. It's hot and it's a must get. And then y'all get ready for September 11th to celebrate with us the death of Bin Laden and a new album called Hostile Environment. Going to be full of goodies for everybody.
No doubt, man. I appreciate y'all coming on the show, man. Listen, keep in touch with the show, man. I'm going to definitely get at y'all, man, when I do the benefit, man. I'm going to definitely have y'all coming hit the stage, man. So be on the lookout for that, all right?
That's what's up, Timothy. We appreciate your time, man, and, you know, taking time off for us Watch Brothers, man, because, you know, we got a lot of people out there that support us, you know, so every opportunity we get to represent, man, we got to represent for the city of Watts, you know what I mean? We got people all over the world that represent with us, you know what I'm saying? So they can get a chance to hear it and get the vision.
Keep in touch with the show, man. Don't forget about me, man. I'll keep in touch with the show, man.
Yeah, you know, like I said, y'all, they can also reach us at thepayrollinc@gmail.com and get at us too. So we'll keep in touch like that. You send us an email and we'll make sure we keep in touch with you. That's the payroll spelled with a thepayrollinc@gmail.com. Get at us.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed, man.
Yeah, God bless you, man.
Thanks a lot.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.